愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
今天我们早上我们从诗篇的73篇来学习亲近神与我有益。
This morning we shall study from Psalm 73. It's good to draw near to God.
我们来看诗篇的73篇。
Please turn to Psalm 73.
28节。
Verse 28.
诗篇的73篇28节。
Psalm 73, verse 28. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works.
这个28节说，但我亲近神是与我有益的。
For here says, it is good for me to draw near to God.
这是这一篇的一个结论。
This is the conclusion of this passage.
亲近神对我有益处。
It is good for me to draw near to God.
那如果我不拜神，或者我知道有神，我也不亲近神，那会有什么结果？
So if I don't worship God, and if I know that there is a God, but I do not draw near to Him, then what is the consequence?
好，我们看27节。
Let's read verse 27. 27, for indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry.
这个地方讲，远离你的必要死亡。
Here says that those who are far from you shall perish.
神是生命的源头。
God is the source of life.
神是生命的本身。
God is life himself.
所以主耶稣说，生命在我，复活在我。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says, I am life and I am the resurrection.
所以如果一个人选择我过一个没有神的生活，我非常自由，我要做什么就做什么。
So if a person claims that if I don't believe in God, then I will have complete freedom to do whatever I like.
那这样会有什么结果？
Then what is the consequence of such action?
27节说必要死亡。
Verse 27 tells us that you shall perish.
有时候我们常常想，反正大家要死啊，拜神也要死，我不拜神也要死，那有什么不同？
So some people will say, whether I worship God or not, I will ultimately die. So what is the difference?
主耶稣讲，信我的人虽然死了，还要再复活。
But the Lord Jesus says that those who believe in me, although they die, they will resurrect.
所以在主里面已经没有死亡。
Therefore, in the Lord, there is no more death.
因为死是从罪来的。
Because death comes from sin.
主里面已经把罪拿掉。
In the Lord, sin has been removed.
所以死叫睡了。
Therefore, we define death as merely sleeping.
还要再醒过来。
And we will wake up again.
但是圣经有讲第二次的死。
But the Bible did mention about the second death.
那个就是主耶稣再来审判以后，在硫磺火湖里面。
And that death is when the Lord Jesus comes again, and after judgment, we will be thrown into the a river of fire and sulfur.
那地狱是从不会灭，这火不会灭，从不会死的地方。
Hell is a place where the fire will not quench, nor the worms die.
有时候我们看到一些人，看到一只蟑螂就叫起来。
So some people, when they see cockroaches, they will scream.
那这样的人绝对不可以下地狱，地狱里面虫是不会死的。
So such people can never end up in hell, because in hell the worms never die.
火也不会灭。
And the fires will not be quenched.
那是非常可怕的。
So it is a very scary place.
所以我们活在地上能够亲近神就是要远离死亡。
Therefore, while we're still living on this earth, what we should do is to draw near to God so that we can stay away from death.
哪一个医生能够告诉我们你怎么做可以不必死？
So there's which doctor can tell you what to do so that you will not die?
有哪一个医生能够开一个处方，你吃了这个就不会死？
Which doctor will give you a prescription telling you that after you eat it, you will not die?
有一个医生可以做到。
There is a doctor who can do this.
那个医生就是主耶稣啊。
And that doctor is the Lord Jesus.
所以我们愿意来亲近神，就不会死亡，而且我们有永生。
Therefore, if we're willing to draw near to God, then we will not die and we will have eternal life.
那二十七节，凡离弃你行邪淫的都要灭绝。
So verse 27 says, those who are far from you shall perish.
邪淫有两种。
Oh, I'm sorry. Those who desert you for harlotry has two kinds.
第一种是肉体的淫乱。
First is the physical immorality.
当然在这个世代被人看作是一种自由。我是一个成长的成人，我可以自己做我的决定。
But for people today, this immorality to them is a form of freedom. I can do whatever I want.
但是我们每一个人，我们活在神的掌管之中。
But each of us lives under the authority and control of God.
神有神的律。
And God has his laws.
所以活在邪淫里面，在神看起来，这是罪，这会灭亡。
So if we continue to live in harlotry in the eyes of God, this is sin, and our end will be destruction.
那这个邪淫的第二种。
And the second kind of harlotry,
就是拜偶像。
Is to worship idols.
所以圣经说神是忌邪的神。
Therefore, the Bible says that God is a jealous God.
英文看他是嫉妒的神。
So in English, in Chinese, it says a God is a God that stays away from evil.
所以我们如果拜偶像会引起神的嫉妒。
So if we worship idols, according to the English translation, we will ignite the jealousy of God.
所以到最后关系会破裂，我们就会灭亡。
So at the end, our relationship will be broken and we will be destroyed.
所以生活当中谁最大，谁最高，就是神本身。
Therefore, in our lives, the greatest and the highest should be God Himself.
那在生活中有比神还高的，有比神还重要的，那个就是偶像。
So in our lives, if there's something that is higher and more important than God, that is your idol.
那会影响我们跟神的关系。
And that can affect, and that is something that will affect your relationship with God.
如果这个偶像没有拿掉，到最后，我们就没有办法得救。
And if this idol is never removed, then we will ultimately not be saved.
二十八节讲亲近神与我有益。
Verse 28 says that it is good for me to draw near to God.
那亲近神有什么障碍？
So what are the obstacles for us to draw near to God?
我们从七十三篇的第二节开始。
Starting from Psalm 73, verse 2,
一直到16节
up to verse 16,
这里讲亲近神有一个障碍，我们要克服。
Tells us that there is an obstacle that we need to overcome when we want to draw near to God.
我们现在看诗篇的七十三篇。
Now let's turn to Psalm 73,
16节
verse 16.
七十三篇的十六节。
Psalm 73, verse 16. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me.
这个十六节我想怎么能够明白这个事呢？眼见时系为难，用眼睛来看要拜神真的很难。
So in the Chinese translation,if we try to worship or understand God using our eyes, it's something difficult.
因为我们活在两个世界里面。
Because we live in two different worlds.
一个是肉眼看得见的世界。
First is a world that we can see with our eyes.
不管我信神，我不信神，我都活在肉眼看得见的世界。
So regardless whether I believe in God or not, I'm still living in the world that I can physically see.
但是如果我们只用肉眼来看这个世界，有时候拜神会很难。
But if we only look at this world with our physical eye, then it'll be very difficult for us to worship God.
为什么？
Why?
因为有的人不拜神在今生的生活好像比我们更好。
Because some people, even though they don't worship God, their life seems to be even better than us.
啊，那那个很认真拜神的反而受苦。
And yet, those who are so focused in worshiping God, they end up suffering.
哦，所以如果我们眼睛看到，哎，那个，那为什么要拜神？
So if we use our physical eye to observe all this, then we will say, then why do I have to worship God?
那我们是来看七十三篇的第三节。
Now let's continue to read Psalm 73, verse 3.
我看见恶人跟狂傲的人享平安，就心里不平。
3. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
世界上很多恶人、做人、骗人的啊，但是他过得很平安呐。
So in the world, we see that there were many wicked and that does evil, and yet they live peaceful lives.
啊，如果有神。
But if there is a God.
啊，为什么啊他作恶还有平安
？How is it that although they do wicked things, they still have peace?
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
啊，他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力量却是壮实的。
For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm.
所以这些作恶的人哦，活在世界上，身体很平安了、啊，死的时候也没有痛。
So these wicked doers, their lives prosper while on earth, and when they die, they suffer no pain.
所以如果我们问这些年纪比较大的，有的不怕死哦，他只怕什么？很痛苦的死。
When we ask our elderly members, they will not fear death, but what they fear is the pain before death.
如果能够死得很舒服，我真的也不怕死。
So if they can pass away without pain, then they will not be afraid of death.
所以第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
他们不向别人受苦，也不向别人遭灾。
They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men.
第六节。
Verse 6.
所以骄傲如鹰子戴在他们颈项上，强暴像衣裳遮盖他们的身体。所以啊，你看到这个人，你就发现了他非常的高傲。
So we see that these people are very boastful.
如果有神
，So if there is a God，
为什么这个人啊？他能够这么骄傲，这么平安，身体这么健康。
So if there is a God, how can these people be so boastful, prosper, and be in good health?
那第七节。
Verse 7.
眼睛因为体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。
Verse 7. Their eyes bulge with abundance; they have more than heart could wish.
所以他世界上他得到很多。
So in this world, they have achieved and received much.
我拜神。我好像有的很少，那没有拜神的，好像他得到很多。
So I worship God, but I seem to achieve so little. And he does not worship God, he achieves a lot.
那从第八节开始啊，这一些人就笑那些没有拜神的人。
And starting in verse 8, these people begin to scoff at those who worship God.
你拜神有什么用？
Why do you? What's the use of worshiping God?
我不拜神，我比你好。
So you worship God, but I don't worship God, and I live better than you.
所以一个人如果要拜神哦，用眼睛看哦，很难啊。
So if a person wishes to worship God, and he chooses to observe things with your physical eye, then it's very difficult.
所以第二节我差一点点跌倒啊。
So in verse 2 it says that I almost stumble.
为什么跌倒
？Why？
那拜神有什么用
？What's the use of worshiping God？
那我不拜了，那就跌倒了。
So I'll decide not to worship. That's when you stumble.
所以这个问题如果没有解开哈，我们不会很认真在拜神。
So if this question is not resolved, dilemma is not resolved, then we will not be focused in worshiping God.
我们看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Verse 17. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end.
神的圣所就是神同在的地方。
The sanctuary of God is where God abides.
我用神的眼光来看这样的人。
So I use the perspective of God to view such people.
因此，如果我们用神的眼光来看这样的人，我们拜神才能够拜下去啊。
So only if we use the perspective of God to view these people can we continue on to worship God.
我们刚刚讲的是用人在看人。
Because what we just described earlier was we were using human perspective to view other people.
那人在看人，你心里不平，你又能做什么？什么也不能做。
So if you view other humans from a human perspective, what can you do? There's nothing you can do.
但是如果神在看人哦，这个是不一样哦。神看的他是不好的，他最后就是不好的。
But from God's perspective, if He deems something as negative, then it remains a negative, and their end will not be good.
哦，所以当我们的眼光从地上一般人的眼光提升到用神来看他，我们就继续能够拜神了。
So if we're able to elevate our perspective up to the level or the perspective of God, then it would allow us to continue to worship God.
哦，我们看十八节。
So let's read verse 18.
你实在把他们安在滑地，吊在沉沦之中啊！其实啊，他的脚啊，不是踏在磐石上，他的脚是踏在滑地里面。
Surely you set them in slippery places, you cast them down to destruction. So these people, their feet were not grounded on the rock, but it's actually grounded on slippery places.
啊，如果我们在东部待过，你就知道，如果外面下雪过了两三天了，你虽然站在地上很危险的，会滑倒的，因为已经结冰了。
So if you have lived in the East Coast after the snow, and if you stand outside on the ground, it can be very dangerous because it's very slippery.
所以这些外表很顺利、很健康、很有成就的这一些人，他的脚是站在滑地。
So on the outward appearance, these people who seem to have achieved a lot, very in good health and are very successful, but they are actually standing on slippery places.
20节。
Verse 20.
人睡醒怎样看梦，主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像。
20. As a dream when one awakes, so Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image.
所以这一些人，我们所看到这一幕，其实好像做梦一样。
So these people that we see in this particular scene, is just like a dream.
我们梦想到天国，醒了还在地上啊。
So we dream of heaven, and after we awake, we find that we're still on this earth.
所以我们的眼睛看这些没有拜神的人这么成功，这么享受，其实那个是梦啊。
So when we think of this, people on this earth, they're so successful and they lead such enjoyable lives, but these are actually a dream.
那什么是现实？
It's only a dream. So what is the reality?
哦，就是他们死的时候。
The reality will happen when they die.
他们死了就进到灭亡里面。
When they die, they will enter into destruction.
所以神是绝对公平的。
Therefore, God is absolutely fair.
那个公平在我们死的那一个时刻是公平的。
And His fairness will be displayed at the moment of our death.
好，那这样我拜神又有什么好处？
So then, what are the benefits of me worshiping God?
好，我们现在看23节。
Now let's read verse 23.
诗篇73篇的23节。
Psalm 73:23.
然而我常与你同在啊，你缠着我的右手，请。
23. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand.
这个你啊，就是天上的神。
The you refers to the God in heaven.
然而我常与你同在，这是我的决定。
So nevertheless, I'm continually with you. So this is my decision.
所以诸位，我们要不要拜神，谁都不能够勉强谁。
So, brothers and sisters, whether we want to worship God or not, we cannot force anyone to do it.
太太也没有办法勉强先生。
Sometimes even the wife cannot coerce the husband.
有时候父母也没有办法勉强小孩子。
And sometimes even parents cannot coerce their children.
但是如果我们本身愿意选择，我常常跟神同在，来亲近神。
But if we ourselves make the choice to draw near to God,
这个是人生最重要的决定，最有福气的决定。
Then this would be the most important and the most blessed decision that we make.
所以23节说，你缠着我的右手。
So verse 23 says, you hold me by my right hand.
哦，所以你看看啊，没这个年纪大的人，他如果要走路，总是要有人在旁边扶着他。
So if you observe the elderly, when they walk, they tend to need a support or someone holding on to them.
因为这样他才不会跌倒。
This is so that they will not stumble.
当我们活在这个地面上哦，谁能够扶着我们，让我们不会跌倒
？So whilst in this journey on earth, who can hold our hands so that we will not stumble?
就是神本身啊。
It is God Himself.
哦，所以我们看圣经里面有神同在的人。
So if we look at the Bible at those whom God abides,
生活遇到很多困难，上上下下，上上下下。
And when they face with the problems, up and down, up and down.
但是他不会跌倒。
Their lives go up and down, but they do not stumble.
你如果看但以理。
So if you look at Daniel.
但以理很敬畏神。
Daniel is a very God-fearing person.
神跟他同在。
God was with him.
但以理曾经被丢到狮子坑里面。
And Daniel had been thrown into the lion's den.
第二天早上啊，那个王在狮子坑呼叫但以理。
And the second day, the king looked into the den and called out Daniel's name.
哎，但以理没有死啊。
But Daniel did not die.
怎么有可能掉到狮子坑不会死
？How is it possible that he fall into the lion's den and he's still alive?
因为神跟他同在，神扶着他。
It's because God abides with him and God was holding onto him.
哦，所以后来他就从狮子坑出来。
So ultimately he was let out of the den.
啊，继续做宰相。
And continued to be the Premier.
那一群要害他的人，表面上看起来成功了。
And the group of people who wanted to harm him, superficially, they seem to have succeeded.
但以理已经被丢到狮子坑了，我们成功了，毁灭了这个人。
Daniel has been thrown into the lion's den. We have succeeded to destroy this guy.
但是到最后是这一批人被丢到狮子坑里面。
But in the end, it was this group of people that were thrown into the lion's den.
是他们灭亡。
And they were ultimately destroyed.
另外一个例子叫约瑟。
Another example is Joseph.
我们常常想啊，我的前途就是我在掌握。
So we often think that I control my future.
真的是这样吗
？Is this true?
我们可以掌管明天吗
？Can we control tomorrow?
哦，那如果不是我自己掌握，是谁掌握
？So if I don't control my destiny, then who does?
就是神在掌握啊。
It is God.
约瑟这个小孩子很孝顺。
Who controls our future? So Joseph is a very filial son.
所以他父母很爱他。
Therefore, his parents love him.
因此他兄弟很嫉妒他。
As a result, his siblings grew jealous.
所以他去看他的哥哥在牧羊。
So he went to visit his brothers whilst they were shepherding.
他的哥哥就想，我这个如果把他杀掉哦。爸爸就对我们很好。
So his brothers thought that if we killed him, then our fathers would treat us better.
所以好像约瑟落在他的兄弟的手里。
So Joseph seemed to have fallen into the evil plot of his brothers.
到最后他被卖到埃及。
And ultimately he was sold to Egypt.
他没有被杀掉。
But he was not killed.
后来在他主人的家里面。
And afterwards, whilst he was in his master's house.
他很敬畏神。
He was very God-fearing.
他不犯罪。
He did not sin.
所以被陷到监牢里面。
And as a result, he was thrown into the prison.
所以我们看那个约瑟的一生哦，好像一波又一波的苦难。
So when we look at Joseph's lives, it seems that he met wave after wave of tribulation.
约瑟倒了吗
？But has Joseph ever completely knocked down?
没有倒啊。
No, he did not collapse.
后来他变约埃及的宰相。
And ultimately, he became the prime minister of Egypt.
所以他的爸爸死了，约瑟的父的兄弟很怕。
So after his father's passing, Joseph's brothers were very afraid.
我的弟弟现在不晓得怎么报应啊。
So now, we don't know how our younger brother would take revenge over us.
约瑟说：“我怎么能够代替神呢
？”So Joseph responded, saying, "How can I how can I take the place of God?"
你们的意思是不好，你要害我。
So you meant evil for me.
但是神的意思是好的，他要差我这里来。
But God's purpose was good, was to send me here.
所以今天谁掌握我们的前途？
So today, who controls our future?
这是我们所拜的神。
It is this God that we worship.
因此如果我们懂得拜神，人生难免有起伏不平啊。
So therefore, if we know to worship God, our lives would inevitably will have its ups and downs.
但是神在右边啊，搀扶着我们。
But God is on our right, but God is beside us, holding our right hand.
我们的命运一定是好的。
And our future will definitely be a good one.
所以信耶稣的人不要算命啊。
So therefore, we believers of the Lord Jesus should not go for fortune telling.
我们是神的儿女，怎么去算命呢？
So we are children of God. Why do we go for fortune telling?
我们的命运就在神的手里。
Our fortunes are in the hands of God.
每一个人命都是好的。
Every one of our fortunes are good.
因为我的父亲是天上的神，我的命怎么不好？
Because my father is the God in heaven, so how could my fortune be bad?
那我们做基督徒也不要一直觉得自己很可怜。
And also, as Christians, we should also not always think that being a Christian is such a pitiful thing.
让外邦人来同情啊，你信耶稣信到这样，很可怜。
And to let others outside the church to pity us, saying that, oh, you worship Jesus until such a pitiful state.
我的父亲是天上的神，我为什么可怜？
So my father is the God in heaven. So why am I pitiful?
我们是有福气的。
So we are a group of blessed people.
因为神在旁边扶着我们。
Because God is beside us to hold us.
好，我们再看二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
诗篇七十三篇二十四节。
Psalm 73 verse 24.
请。
24. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory.
这个地方讲啊，你要以你的训言引导我。
Here says, you will guide me with your counsel.
我们人常常会去找别人意见。
So as humans, we have the tendency to look for the suggestions or opinions of others.
小时候就是父母给我们意见。
When we're little, we listen to our parents' suggestions.
那父母用什么给我们意见？
So our parents' suggestions are based on what?
常常用他本身的生活的经验给我们意见。
And very often they will give their suggestions based on their life experiences.
有时候他是观察他周围的人的结论给我们意见。
Sometimes they will observe the conclusion of the people around them and then give us suggestions.
所以有时候听父母可以缩短很多摸索的路程。
Sometimes if we take the advice of our parents, then we can shorten the exploratory or the discovery process for ourselves.
但是最可靠的就是天父引导我们。
But the most dependable counsel is if our heavenly Father guides us.
我一直记得有一个工人曾经见证。
I've always remembered that there is one worker who had testified before.
他说他的孩子有时候常常问他爸爸，我要怎么做怎么做。
He says that his child would often ask him, Dad, what should I do?
那这个工人一直告诉他爸爸。他的孩子，你在天上有一个父亲。
And then this worker would always tell his child that you have a father in heaven.
你要向神祷告。
You have to pray to God.
神会带领你。
God will guide you.
那神怎么带领我们？
So then how does God guide us?
这里你要以你的训言引导我。
Here says, you will guide me with your counsel.
好，那神用他的训言引导我们，跟一般人跟我们父母给我们的引导有什么不同？
So then, what is the difference between God's counsel and the counsel of others or our parents?
好，我们看耶利米书第八章。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 8.
耶利米书第八章。
Jeremiah chapter 8.
第七节。
Verse 7.
好，请。
Okay. Jeremiah 8 verse 7. The stork in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming, But my people do not know the judgment of the Lord.
这个地方在讲，我们活着有两种的法则。
Here tells us that whilst living in this world, there are two kinds of laws.
一个是大自然的法则。
First is the law of nature.
那另外一个是神的法则。
And the other one is the law of God.
所以我们看到，如果到了秋天，天上来一群鸟，往哪里飞？往南飞。
So, when it comes to fall, we look at the sky, we will see a flock of birds flying where? It's flying south.
因为神引导它到南边去。
Because it is God who had guided them to go south.
因为到了冬天哦，在北半球会太冷，没有东西吃，它会死的。
Because when winter comes in the northern hemisphere, on the northern side, it will be too cold, there's no food, and they will die.
所以大自然的法则引导他，他一直活下去。
So therefore, the laws of nature will guide them so that they will continue surviving.
那我们有这个身体，我们神也给我们有这个智慧来照着大自然法则来活。
Likewise, with our physical body, God has given us the wisdom so that we can continue living according to the natural laws.
所以太阳下山我们就休息，太阳出来我们就上班，身体很健康。
So therefore, when the sun sets, we rest. When the sun rises, we go to work.
那吃要吃什么？吃那个没有污染的。
And when we eat, what food do we eat? We eat the food that are not polluted.
这个都是大自然的法则。
So all these are the laws of nature.
那我们知道了，照着去做，我们就会活得很健康。
And if we know these laws and we follow them, then we will lead a healthy life.
但是我是神的百姓，还有一个法则，神的法则。
But as the people of God, I have another set of laws, and that is the laws of God.
那我们现在回来看耶利米书第八章。
So now let's come back to read Jeremiah chapter 8.
第八章的第九节。
Chapter 8, verse 9. Verse 9, shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? Verse 9?
Yes.
8 verse 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have?
这个地方讲啊，智慧人如果他心里面弃掉神的话，他还有什么智慧？
So here says that if the wise men rejected the word of the Lord, then what wisdom do they still have?
不要想地面上很聪明的人，你听他讲就不会有问题，问题一大堆。
So do not think that the intelligent speakers that you hear in this world, that they are problem free. No, they are full of problems.
为什么？
Why?
如果心中弃掉神的话，那还有什么智慧？
Because if in their hearts they have rejected God, then what wisdom do they have?
我们买一部电脑。
So we buy a computer.
有一个手册。
It comes with a manual.
告诉我们这个电脑是什么。
It tells us what this computer is all about.
怎么操作。
How it works.
有问题怎么修理。
And if there's a problem, how you troubleshoot.
这个很重要，有时候你把这个手册丢掉，你就不晓得怎么去修理。
So this manual is very important. If you throw it away, then you wouldn't know how to fix it.
那如果我们是神创造的。
So if we are created by God.
那一本手册在哪里？
Then where is the manual?
那一本手册就是圣经啊。
The manual is the Bible.
就是圣经告诉我们人是什么。
So the Bible tells us what is human.
人从哪里来？
Where does human come from?
人要往哪里去？
And where human will go?
人活着要做什么？
And what human must do whilst living?
人有问题要怎么解决？
And when humans face problem, what they can do?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
什么是生命？
What is life?
什么是永生?
What is eternal life?
圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
什么是罪?
What is sin?
罪就是病。
Sin is an illness.
是不能够医的病。
It is an illness that is incurable.
那这个罪要怎么解决?
Then how can we fix this problem of sin?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
什么叫做成功的人生?
What is a successful life?
你活着，最后不是虚空。
So that in the end, at the end of your life, you will not lead a vain life.
最后有荣耀，有永生。
So that at the end, you will have glory and eternal life.
所以不要小看这本圣经。
Therefore, do not look lightly upon this Bible.
这个是神赐给我们的手册。
The Bible is the manual that God had given us.
那把这个丢掉，去找世界上人的建议，这个人还有什么智慧？
So if you throw the Bible and instead seek the help of the intelligent in the world. So what wisdom is this?
敬畏神是智慧的开始。
So the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
那如果没有敬畏神，连智慧都还没有开始。
So if you do not fear God, then your wisdom have not even started.
所以为什么亲近神对我有益处？
So therefore, why is it that it is good to draw near to God?
我亲近神，神把他的话启示在我心里。
So if I draw near to God, God will reveal His words in my heart.
然后我就照着神的话来引导我的人生。
And then I will allow the words of God to guide my life.
我就活在智慧里面。
And then I will live in wisdom.
好，那我们接回来看诗篇的73篇。
So now let's come back to Psalm 73.
24节。
Verse
24. 那你以你的训练引导我，那最后呢？
You will guide me with your counsel, then what is the And
以后必接我到荣耀里。
And afterward, receive me to glory.
我活着一辈子，神要接我到荣耀里。
So after I live my entire life, God will receive me into glory.
诸位，如果你现在50岁
，Brothers and sisters and friends, if today you are 50 years old,
再过50年，请问我在哪里
？So after 50 years, let me ask you, where will you end up?
我100岁了。
Perhaps, or I will be 100 years old.
我们这里谁100岁？
Then let me ask you, who among you here is 100 years old?
哦，没有。
None.
所以这个是很实际的问题。
So this is a very real problem.
时间呢、啊，一直一直靠近呢、啊。
So time, keeps approaching.
哦，我们离开世界越来越近。
So our departure time, departing from this world is coming closer and closer.
谁能够告诉我们应该怎么活着？
So who can tell us how to actually lead our life?
所以不要抄别人啊。
So therefore, do not try to overtake others.
那个人怎么活？我要跟他一样。
Sorry. So do not try to copy others. Oh, look, I like to be like him.
我爸爸怎么活？我要跟他一样。
So how my father led his life, I'd like to do the same.
不要抄别人。
So do not copy others.
那要照怎么活？
So then how should we live?
我们要照神的话活，到最后他要接我到荣耀里。
So we should live or copy according to the word of God, and in the end, he will bring me to glory.
我们活了几十年，到最后结论如果是虚空，那太可惜了。
So if we live so many tens of years in this world, and ultimately everything is vain and empty, then it is a great waste.
但是如果我们活着几十年，虽然受苦很多，到最后是在天国跟神享荣耀，那太大的福气了。
So, and at the end, although we have lived tens of years in this world suffering, but in the end, we will have glory in heaven, and that will be indeed a great blessing.
那这么大的福气跟这么大的危险，那个关键就是我愿意不愿意亲近神。
So the difference between this great blessing and this great danger lies in whether we are willing to draw near to God or not.
所以诸位，我们不要想说礼拜六来这边坐坐，身体有痛苦来祷告，这样就结束了。
So brothers and sisters, do not think that on Saturdays I come to church and just relax here, and then physically I'm healthy and that is enough.
我们来教会做什么？
So why do we come to church?
来教会亲近神。
We come to church to draw near to God.
来领受神的话。
To receive the word of God.
来引导我们。
So that the word can guide us.
如果死亡今天来到。
If today death comes to you.
我就回到天上的荣耀。
Then I will return to the glory in heaven.
这是人生最大的保险。
And this is the life's greatest guarantee.
这是人生最大的盼望。
And this is a human life's greatest hope.
就隐藏在 神的话语里。
And they are all hidden in the Word of God.
所以为什么要亲近神？
Therefore, why do we need to draw near to God?
因为他要接我到荣耀里。
Because he will receive me to glory.
25节。
Verse 25.
除了在天上，我还有谁呢？除了你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
25. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you.
我们在地上都有很多羡慕的。
So on this earth, there are many things that we envy.
有很多人羡慕是名牌。
Or admire. Some people, they admire brand names.
有很多人羡慕是很舒服的生活。
Some people admire a comfortable life.
有很多人羡慕是出名，被人知道，被人尊重。
Some people admire fame and respect from others.
但是当我们亲近了神，
But when we draw near to God,
我们看到神的荣耀，
And after we have seen the glory of God,
我们看到在神里的盼望，
And we have seen the hope in God,
忽然间我们改变了。
And then, in a moment, we have been transformed.
在地上，在天上，如果我所羡慕的只有一个，就是我羡慕神。
And whether it's on earth or in heaven, and that there's only one thing I admire, and that is God.
如果我们羡慕，
and if we admire,
你走在路上也会想，躺在路上也会想。
If you admire God,
整个头脑都在心里面都在想。
If you admire God, when you walk on the streets, when you lie on the bed, everything you think about is God.
我要一个名牌的衣服，你整天在想哪里在 on sale， 我要怎么积钱，我要怎么去买，因为你想。
So if you think of getting a branded goods, then all you think is that, okay, where I'm going to get it and how I'm going to save up for it. And all you think is about that brand name.
如果我羡慕神,
but if I admire God,
我在开车,
oh, sorry.
我也在想神。
So if I desire God, and when I drive, I also think of God.
我在睡觉, 我也在想神。
And even when I'm sleeping, I think of God.
因为神是我所羡慕的。
Because God is someone that I desire and admire.
26节。
So verse 26.
我的肉体和我心肠衰残，但神是我的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
当一个人达到巅峰，
when a person reaches his pinnacle of life,
他就往下衰退。
And he will begin to decline downward.
这个是没有办法避免的，这个是没有办法骗自己的。
And this is something that we cannot avoid, and something that we cannot deceive ourselves.
所以肉体心肠衰残，这个是没有办法避免的。
Therefore, it's inevitable and unavoidable that our flesh and heart will fail.
但神是我心里的力量。
But God is the strength of my heart.
我们心里会非常有力量，刚强。
And our hearts will be very strong and full of vitality.
神是我的福分。
God is my portion.
这是永远不会失去的。
And it is something that will not disappear forever.
所以直到永远。
It will exist forever until the end.
这个就是我们的追求。
And so this is what we should pursue.
神是我的福分，直到永远。
God is my portion forever.
所以我们要亲近神。
Therefore, we need to draw near to God.
这对我有益处。
Because it is beneficial to me.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.